Blog Talk Radio.
Today's guest feels like, it kind of feels like he's in a circle, because today's guest, he just broke up with his girlfriend, Josh, and asked him if he could go come in the show, if he could talk about it. So he's going to be the guest on today's show. Just wait for him to call in. But, Eshawn does say a lot, though. Eshawn does say a lot. Being in a circle in relationships. Keep repeating over yourself, going back and forth, back and forth. So you had nothing left. Some people, that's why some people just go gay, because they got nothing left. I mean, no offense to you out there, gay people. I'm just saying. Goodbye. it's just like Josh for him to be late. Play a song for y'all. Sorry about that. Oh, never mind. Here it is. Oh. Hold up.
Hold up. Trying to connect them. Trying to connect them. And here he is.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh.
Hey.
Trying to wait for you to call in. Just like you, just to be late, Josh. It's okay. It's okay.
Forgive me.
So, Josh, I told him what we want to be talking about today. It's a sad topic.
Yes.
It's sad.
Sad. Every topic can't be happy and good.
Yeah. So, Josh, tell us how it happened.
Well, how my relationship, like, ended today, well, my relationship this time only lasted a month. But it was like an on and off relationship. We broke up and went back together 3 times. And, you know, each time was like for a different reason. You know, but this time I was like, I couldn't do it no more. I was like, yeah, I still love her, but I just can't be with her no more. And that's what I told her. And she, for some reason, she understood it. Oh, she understood it. Yeah. But, you know, she was upset at the fact that I broke up with her. So, now, I'm single. But I had multiple reasons for breaking up with her.
I'm so sorry about that, Josh. Go ahead.
I had multiple reasons for breaking up with her, but this time it was just for me. It just felt like this wasn't the time for a relationship for me right now in my life. I mean, I got too much coming up to do within the next couple of months, and I think if I, like, have a relationship, I'm going to be holding her back. And she's not going to be getting what she needs out of this relationship. And she'll end up, like, leaving me eventually over time passed. So why not, you know, try to, you know, put her through that type of pain early, later on in a relationship. And just, like, let her go down and find somebody that can be with her, you know, now. And, you know, keep her happy. I mean, I did keep her happy. Yes, I did do that. But now we started to drift apart. It felt like we, like, had totally different interests now. Like, I wanted one thing, she wanted another. We had too many arguments, too many disagreements, too many outlooks, too many things that felt like we just couldn't trust each other barely anymore. And we question each other's motives, like question who each other were talking to and wondering why. And so, yeah, so now we're like, we ended on good terms, so.
You guys are still friends?
Yeah, we're still friends.
Oh, hey, James.
Oh, hi, sir. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Well, who broke up with who?
I broke up with her.
Was it hard for you?
Was it hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, all relationships end hard. All of mine did.
Did you regret?
Did I regret? No, I didn't. Well, not yet, anyway.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I will, though. Hopefully I won't. When I regret, I'm, like, not the happiest person ever. I'll sit around the house and eat ice cream all day.
Were you broke up, like, your past girlfriends, were you broke up with any of them? Did you get back with any of them?
I had, Not all of them, though. Just some of them.
But, James, James, what about you? Like, sorry about that. Were you, James, will you feel that your relationship is not going too good? Do you stay quiet, or do you, you know, stand up for yourself and, like, speak your mind and try to make the relationship better, something like that?
I would speak my mind right away. If I feel it's not going right, speak my mind.
See, I don't do that. I like.
I mean, I might wait. See how things go. I mean, it's whatever things might change in the relationship, but if it don't happen, I bring it up right away, you know.
I don't bring it up right away. I let it sit over time. You, like, make sure this is exactly how I feel right then and now. Is this what I really want to do? I won't do it right away because I need time to think and make sure this is what I really want to do.
Dang, Josh. That could be, like, making it worse.
Yeah,
it could be making it worse, but think about it. If I, like, you know, end it, then it's not going to make it worse. It's just, we'll just both go our separate ways and find what's better for us in the end.
Which, James, Josh, you said you'll wait. How long would you wait?
2 days, maybe.
Well, when I say I would bring her right away, I don't mean, like, bam, like right then and there. I mean, I would give it time to see what happens and how it would go. And if it's still not making progress or whatever, you know, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring it to her and tell her about how I feel. You know, I ain't going to stay quiet for too long about it.
And when you do that, do you think that you guys are going to break up, or you're going to stay together? Because depending on the girl, she could, like, be like, oh, that's how you feel then. I knew we wasn't meant to work out anyway. Or she could be like, oh, I really appreciate you for coming to me and trying to make the relationship work and everything. So I'll try to make it work. There's two things that she just said, so you got to be careful when you say that. Like Josh said, when he says before he says it, he analyzes the situation and makes sure it's cool to say it because you got to know, if that's your feeling, which you got to see how she feels, you know, towards
first.
You. Yeah. So if you say that, you know, and she thinks things are going good, she's going to be
you
like,
think things are going bad.
Yeah, so.
Then you just, like in the end, just, like, really, like, piss her off.
But you got to be careful because that's called
communication.
Hey, we already discussed this in the very first one. And look,
yep.
Who was in that very first, you know, thing? I know. Oh, my gosh. I was in that first radio show. Look at me. And I was the one talking about communication and trust and love. Look at me now. I have no communication, trust, or love now.
But just like James said, Josh, you got to keep looking until you find the right one
you
for
know
you.
What?
I mean, even if the one... Don't give up hope. If you have this one girl, you think you're serious about her, and things don't go well, don't get your hopes down. Move on. Keep on trying to search. That's the only way you can find.
You know what? I'm not walking the path. I'm sitting down at the rock right in the middle of it. I'm sit there for a couple days, maybe a week or two. Then I might get up and walk.
Josh, why do you need a girlfriend?
Huh?
Why do you need a girlfriend?
I didn't say I needed one.
Well, you keep trying to get one, so apparently you do need one.
No. All right. Before this month relationship ended, I was in a 3 month relationship. Before that, I was single for about 8 or 9 months. Yeah. So.
Okay, let me ask you this question. I asked somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You remember I told you who I asked this to. Okay, let's see what your answer is because I got their answer, but I want to see what was your answer. Okay. You get in a relationship. Going good and everything. You're with the girl of your dreams, you think. And she thinks it too. She loves you. You have a heart. She cares for you. Does everything for you. Makes you happy. You do everything for her. You know, vice versa. Okay. You're in a relationship. Then what? What's after that?
Are you asking me or Josh?
No, I'm asking Josh.
What you asking me?
Then you, James.
What are you asking me?
Josh, are you seriously going to have me repeat all that?
Yeah.
Okay, James, you answer the question. Oh, my God.
Okay.
You understand the question, right?
Yeah, say it again.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, America, I'll say it again.
No, I wasn't prepared because, you know, you said it was
really,
for Josh.
That's going to be real funny on a playback. Okay. Okay. You had the girl, you with the girl of your dreams. That's the thing we all have a, no, James, just say.
Okay,
right,
you're saying.
Let's say James.
You're saying, hey.
Don't cut each other off.
Jeez, Josh.
Let's say James is like having a shot to date.
Steph, I understand what you're saying. You're saying like, what's next after, like, I get her.
Yeah.
You know,
what's next?
I guess what's next is just to make it work. You know, we keep on every day try to learn new things about each other. You know.
But
you're, you know,
to, but you're supposed to know just about almost everything you can know about each other before you.
No,
that's not good, Josh. I mean, because if you know everything about them before you go with them, that means there would be nothing else to learn about the relationship. The relationship would be pointless, you know.
No, actually, it's not.
See, Josh, that might explain why your relationships don't work.
Hold up.
Okay,
Whoa.
I mean, hold
you
on.
Got,
hold
I mean,
that's
you,
not
James,
why.
James.
I mean, yeah, it's okay if you get to know them a little bit, but don't try, like, to overdo it, you know. I mean, because, you know, because after you get to know them all that, once you get in a relationship, then what?
Yeah, the same thing.
Right.
But you can never know, you can never completely know a person. I'm not going to talk about that again, but you can never completely know a person. Even if you think you know so much. But that depends on how your communication is. Josh.
Huh?
Are you an open person?
Am I?
It depends on a person?
Yes and no.
Okay, and what's the no part?
I mean, I'm open sometimes. I can really say this. I'm open to certain people at certain times.
Yeah, that's why I said certain people. Yeah. Summer's passing by.
I know. I mean, summer's like the really good old days these days.
My teacher said that when, my teacher's like 26 right now, he said that when he was in school, summer was like 3 months.
What happened now? It's only like
it's
only 1 month and a half, right?
Nah,
no,
actually,
like
just
months.
Like, for real, it's like just 1 month right now.
It's 1 month?
Yeah.
No, it was 1 month and a half.
No, it's not even a half anymore.
I'm saying summer period, not like where we at now. I'm talking about summer is just like 1 month and a half.
No, it's not. It's like two, three. No, summer is like
1 month and a half. That means it's like it's almost 2 months.
No.
Okay.
When it's
okay, we get out in the middle of June. Well, some of us we get out in the middle of June. That the rest of that half, the half that's left of June, all of July, and until the 27th of August.
Okay, I guess 2 months.
All that equal up into what? 2 months?
2 months and a half then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 2 months and a half. What happened? Something happened. But Josh, are you going to be single for life?
No.
You're not? When are you going to get back on the boat?
When am I going to get back on the boat?
Yeah, it's just a figure.
I know it's a figure of speech there.
You better get all literal with me, shit.
Like, maybe 1 or 2 weeks from now.
Already? Mm. You didn't suffer from the relationship.
I didn't suffer, but I didn't suffer as hard. I mean, wait, hold up. Not 1 or 2 weeks, 1 week.
Oh, you gonna lower it? Okay. And may I ask why?
Why? Because, let's see. If I break up with the relationship, that means I've already been hurt already. And, you know, I've already got most of my emotions out, so. Like, the last week is like, you know, I'm going to just sit here and show up my friends for real. And, you know, just hang out, have fun, and just relax. Then, like, oh, it's been a week. Back on the market.
Okay,
like,
gosh.
I'm on the market. I'm like, my number is access. When you call in, you know, you ask for my number, he might give it to you. If not, that's your fault.
Okay, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, how old are you?
16.
Okay.
Yes, I'm 16. I'm an Aries.
Okay, Josh.
Yeah.
Okay, you got 2 more years of high school, plus college, if you're going to college.
I'm going
to
college.
You think if you get a girlfriend now, that girlfriend's going to last all the way up till then?
I can't. You know what? I'm not sure, you know. I don't predict the future. And
are you saying it could?
I mean, it could, maybe, but, you know, if it doesn't, life goes on. The world does not revolve around those two people.
Well, Josh, you know it's a small chance, right?
It's a small chance. No. The chance of that actually happening is, like, for me, that's like a 10% chance happening.
Okay, James, how old are you?
13.
No, ask James, Josh.
James.
Huh?
James.
What?
How old are you?
13.
Okay. You think that if you're in a relationship now, is it going to last all the way up till you get out of school?
It's possible, but then it's really not, I mean, because, you know, every day you meet new people, you know, you find interest in new people you meet every day, so...
So,
you know, I don't know.
So both of y'all could not give me a straight yes, so if y'all can't say yes, why are you guys in a relationship now?
Because we can make it work.
This is simple desire not to be lonely.
What you got? Friends, family.
Well, hold up.
But that affection, that feeling that you might want a different affection and feeling that you don't get out of friends, you know?
Yeah, you really do.
Right.
So you would rather be hurt than happy?
Wait. You're never happy unless you're hurt, though, if you really think about it. Your relationship...
Okay.
All right, think about this. James, have you ever been in love, right?
No.
You never been in love?
Mm-mm.
Steph, have you ever been in love?
Yes.
Okay. Was that relationship, before, you know, through that whole relationship when you were in love, right?
Yes.
Were there ups and downs where the both of y'all got hurt, but y'all were still loving each other and still going
to... It wasn't a relationship.
It what?
Nope. It was a friendship.
Gosh, how do y'all have people on this Telegram and you've never been in love?
I claim that I have.
You can't call in love if you're friendship.
Okay.
I mean, I have loved someone, but...
You've been in love,
in
James?
In love is like the highest step beyond love.
No. Love is when you love your family, and love is when you like for your girlfriend or boyfriend.
No.
Yeah, everybody has their own opinions of love, Josh. Don't kill them for not thinking
Josh.
Anything is you.
Okay,
Josh.
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying you will be married to, and you're talking about family, so you're saying you will be married to your wife, and you would just love her, not be in love? Because you just said your family is when
hold
you
up,
love.
Hold up. I would have to be in love with her to be married, right?
Come on, Josh, you got
yes,
it.
Yes. I would have
to put it together.
Look. Think. She would be my girlfriend. No, first.
No, she's your wife, not your girlfriend.
Listen, shut up. She would have to be my friend first, then to be my girlfriend, then to be my fiance, and then to be my wife. Do all of that, we had to love each other, then be in love again. Then
but that's
love
your family, dog.
No. She is not my blood.
Do I need to...
I don't understand. Okay, I want to look love and in love up and see if the definitions match.
You can't
That's
find the word
mean.
In love in the dictionary.
Sure, I'll do it right now. Sure.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to Google
Why not?
That shit.
Google it, then.
Go look it up
Google
and see if the definitions
yeah, right.
are similar.
You know what? How come I'm the only person that's on this phone that's been in love during a relationship?
Josh.
Yeah.
You know what? The relationships you're in now... When you get older and you actually get married, you're
yeah,
going to look
back. The relationship
yeah.
will actually be better.
Oh, no, but yeah, but when you get married, when you get older, you're going to look back at all the little women you had to step on to get where you are right now, and you're going to laugh for a while because you're going to realize that she said she was in love when you really wasn't. So you just say you're in love now. I mean, yeah, go ahead. But when you get older, if you find love, I'm not saying you will, I'm not saying you won't. But if you do, you're gonna laugh. And you're gonna be like, "Wow, I can't believe I was saying all those things to that girl." That's all I have to say. Okay, hold up. Let me Google it. Shit. Okay, y'all talk amongst yourselves.
I'm telling you,
I gotta Google this shit.
Love and in love is not the same thing.
Okay. Tell me the two definitions.
I mean, I didn't mean to say that. I mean that love is not love. Love just, like I said, in love is just a high step beyond love. You can love someone but not be in love with them. It happens every day.
Okay. If y'all understand this definition, this is what I found on the website. Love is a constellation of emotions and experiences related to a sense of strong affection or profound oneness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand.
Oh, I don't even get that, James. How do you get that?
If you got my sign, I'm a Taurus, I can interpretate things like that. It would say for in love.
I put in love, and it came, and love came up, so I guess they're the same thing. So who won? You, Josh, or James?
Well, it's not really the definition. It's just that Josh said love is for family. Love is like what family has, and in love is like a girl. Like whoever, like in like relationship status, and I'm saying that's not true.
Who believes that?
James, I got a question. Are you in love with your mother?
No.
Okay then.
Okay. So you saying? Okay, let's say Sierra. You saying that I can't go up to her and say I'm in love with you?
No.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I got a perfect example. My mother goes out with Brother Rich. You know that, sir.
Uh-oh.
They date.
And my mother has told me. She said she loves him, but she's not in love with him.
Yes.
See that?
Yes. That means she loves him as a Christian brother.
Oh my God.
There you go.
And she's going out with him. Because she's going out with him, Josh.
She's
no.
dating him?
No. Yeah, she's dating him.
Oh, I didn't know your mom was dating.
Are you serious?
Nobody tells me.
She's dating. She says she loves him, but she's not in love with him. So that goes. There we go. Right.
That
there.
That means yes. She looks.
No. Josh, you trying to come up with something?
No. Right now, that means you know it can.
Okay, but he's not family though. You see,
he's not
family.
He is.
He's not family.
Okay then.
Okay, hold on. Look. No, this is.
You can love your friends too. But...
Oh, Josh, no.
Yes, you can. Right, I got a question. Do any of y'all love your friends?
I mean, I know you can love your friends, but
okay, there you go. How many of y'all are in love with your friends? Besides Seth, how many people are in love with their friends?
Yeah, that's funny, Josh. Well, look.
I don't hear anybody saying that I'm in love with their friend, with my friend.
You can't say that about America, Josh. America. You got America on the phone.
America.
Josh,
if you're in love with your friend. You're going to let me finish my statement. America, if you're in love with your friends, please leave a comment on Seth's blog page or something about on this radio show, talk show, radio show, leaving a comment saying, I am in love with my friend.
Okay, Josh.
And you're not dating, but you're in love with your friend.
Josh, just shut up for a second and just let me read you this definition. Shit. Okay.
Okay.
The definition of love is subject to considerable debate. Enduring circulation and thoughtful introspection. There you go. Okay, y'all can talk.
Now, look, Google and find out the definition for in love.
So, Josh, you really think that's the difference?
Yes.
James, do you think so?
So find the definition and prove to me that the definition is not different. And if you do, I will apologize. In front of
no, it's not
that
definitely. Love has so many meanings.
It surely
okay?
does.
And love is underneath. This is like if you say let me see. Let me think of something. That's just like you say phone. You know the phone where you dial a number, you call someone. That's just like how I got telephone added on. It's no difference. It's the same thing. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Look at all these different types of loves they got on here. What's that? Courtly love, Greek love, religious love, erotic love, platonic love, familial love, puppy love, romantic love, unrequited love, probably
romantic
love.
Go to romantic love.
I pretty much, I think me and Josh is right. It's just because love has a lot of meanings.
Everybody has their own little.
You guys know the definition between love and lust, right?
Yes.
Oh, Josh. Okay, tell us. Tell us then. I'm gonna see if you're right, because I'm gonna look at
the
right
definition
now.
Between love and lust.
No, I mean the difference.
Mm. Oh, the difference between love and lust. Lust is something that you like crave or something that you just do, and love is. Let's see, love. Well, we already know what the definition for love is, so I just gave you the difference between lust and love.
Josh.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Lust is something that you like, you just do because you just think it's right, but you don't feel it's right.
Okay, look at this definition it has there. Mm-hmm. Lust is any intense desire or craving for self-gratification.
Didn't I just say that's something that you crave?
It's self-enjoyment.
See?
Yeah.
It's not everyone's enjoyment.
Anyway, like I said, I think me and Josh is right about our theory about love.
I'm more correct, though.
Huh?
I'm more correct, though.
Did you just hear what I said about the phone?
Yes.
We see how phone and telephone is the same thing. It's got tele.
I heard you.
It's the same name with love. Love is not, you can't, you can't look up in love in the dictionary.
Okay.
In love is under love. See, it's different types of love. You see, you can't, that question can't be answered.
Hey, did y'all know that lust was one of the seven deadly sins of the Christian religion?
Yes.
Y'all knew that?
Yes.
It was in the Bible.
It really is.
Oh, sorry, guys. Poor Seth. Real stupid. Jeez. I mean, I knew it. No, I heard of it. But I didn't know it. If there's a... Yeah.
Why girls are so evil these days?
Whoa, whoa. I don't say they're evil.
Josh, you just lost a lot of fans right there.
For me?
Jeez, no, I mean, James. James, you lost a lot of fans.
I apologize to all the girls out there, but they are.
No, only certain girls are evil.
I mean, honest here. You don't really sound find a nice, sweet girl. Whatever.
The girls that are listening to this right now, you know what they're saying? It's hard to find a nice, sweet boy.
I don't know. I was about to say.
But they be right there, right in front of them. They
their
little funky attitudes.
It's like the nice, sweet boys are most of the times the boys that you like blow off most of the time.
Yeah,
yes.
Like me. I always get blown
like,
off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh. Go ahead.
Oh, that was me.
But think about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get to know the boy that you're really about to blow off. You're like, ooh, I just do not like him. Like,
you're right, Josh.
It's like,
sweet,
most
of the
time,
kind ones
nice
are the ones that get blown off. And
but
get
you know,
you.
Most of the times, you're like, the nice guys, you know what they be like, you know, the theory is nice guys finish last. But you know what we got to say about that? No, we don't. If you really look at it, most of the nice guys are actually finished on top. They own their own businesses. They become executives. They become CEOs. They own airlines.
Oh,
buildings.
Hey, Uncle Roosevelt. Oh, sorry, Josh.
Okay.
It was just an urge I had to make.
No, you got to shut up and let me finish what I was saying.
Okay, I'm going to disconnect. Josh, don't play with me.
And I will call your uncle.
Okay, get back on topic.
I will call your uncle.
Let's just have one complete show that we actually do stay on topic, okay?
Okay.
Ivory's not here.
Remember Ivory called, just called in.
I know.
She can't call in no more. The time's up.
Well, somebody could just call her.
Come on, guys.
I mean, all of us could do that.
Ivory didn't call me today.
Uh-oh. Yes, Seth, talk about your relationship with Ivory.
Why? I don't go out with her, so why would I? Some people pass the topic.
No, that's still relationship wise, though.
It's not a relationship, it's a friend.
I'm not trying to give you competition.
Oh,
you want Ivory.
I know you do. I made y'all conversation on MySpace, JoJo.
Trying to get with Ivory. trying to take Ivory from you, sir.
Why do y'all constantly think that?
Because I got Ivory taken away from me, okay?
Jeff got Ivory taken away from you?
James, if you're trying to bring this in a personal, No.
I'm saying, if I got taken, why wouldn't Steph get her taken? See?
Okay.
Josh trying to do, you know.
Josh?
Yeah?
Tell me your intentions with Ivory.
My intentions with Ivory? What do you mean?
What are you planning on doing?
Next
year, where are you guys going to be? Off in Spain somewhere, just leave me.
I don't know. Wait, I got a question. What are Ivory's intentions for me?
I'm fine worrying about you,
exactly.
Josh.
Exactly. So, why would I?
Not to sound harsh, but really.
I know, but think about it. I mean, hold on. That's probably somebody unimportant calling my phone.
Josh goes on the show. Us on
hold. Josh, I want everybody best friends. You still add people from my page.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, once again, somebody unimportant calling my phone.
Who was it?
Michelle.
James.
Jeez, James. Michelle. Jeez, James. Was that a sneeze? Jeez, bless you. Bless you.
That's like really cool, James.
Oh, yeah, James. Hey, Josh, who was it?
Hello?
Josh?
Yes.
Who was it?
Oh, some telephone operator.
Oh, I got a smart one. I got a smart one of them telemarketers today. I was like, you can't call my house because you trying to sell your product to me goes against my religion. And when I say no, I mean no. That doesn't mean for you to try harder. It just means for you to hang up and say goodbye. He was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I hung up on this dumbass shit. I'll call my house tomorrow again. Jeez, I told him. But Josh?
Yeah.
How many relationships have you been in this year so far?
Why did you? Five, maybe six.
And how many of them do you think? No, how many, you know, think about all the girls you went with. Think about one right now that you would take back. Do you have one?
No.
I can tell you who.
Who?
No, you answered first, Josh.
No, not
one. Steph asked you first, Josh. Josh just answered.
I said none.
Oh, you wouldn't, Josh?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Real mean.
Yeah, Josh, he hard on you girls.
I mean, come on now. Why would I? They moved on. I've moved on. The past is the past. They don't look behind, so why should I?
You're going to end up like Joe Jackson. Watch.
So?
Well, what about you, James?
Which girl would you take back, James?
No, James. First, answer this question. How many girlfriends have you had this year?
Let me see. Let me count.
And
put out the names, James. Put the names out.
No,
Josh,
I'm not going to do that.
Wait, hold up. Josh, you didn't do it, so don't make him do it. But, Josh, how many other girlfriends did you meet on MySpace out of all the six?
Probably two. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe three.
Okay,
the majority of them, they weren't off of MySpace.
But you talked to them on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
As soon as y'all started talking, you asked them.
If they had a MySpace.
So, do you have a MySpace?
Mm-hmm.
But, Josh, James, how many girlfriends have you had this year?
I have had, Lisa, Tyrant. What's that girl name? Shannon.
The whole world's waiting for you, James.
I'm still counting.
Jeez.
I'd say about six or seven.
And do you have any girl that you would take back out of those girls?
How many was it, James?
6 or 7.
Okay.
Okay, James, do you have any of those girls that you would take back? If you had the chance?
That'd probably be Tyann's.
Oh.
She was really good.
And how many of those girls did you meet on MySpace?
I say half. 3. That was from MySpace. No, I take that. I'm sorry, Seth. I'm lying. Maybe all of them.
You would take them all back? You would take them all back. Let me start calling some of them, James.
I didn't say I would take them all back, Josh.
He said that he met them all on MySpace.
I didn't make them all. I probably made 4. Maybe 4 or 3.
4 or 5.
You sure, James? Want to go any higher?
4 or 5. I say like 5 or 6 already. He met the majority of them girls on MySpace.
So, James, how many of those girls did you say I love you to?
Not all of them. Maybe about 3 of them.
Who said it first?
Maybe they did. And a lot of times I may have said it first.
Oh, hedge. Do y'all come up with nicknames for your girlfriend? Josh, I know you do. You too, James.
Yeah, hun.
James.
Babe.
Do I come up with nicknames for my girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
You want a harem?
Apple pie.
No.
Jeez.
Coconut cake.
James, that's what you call them?
No, that's what you call them.
No, I wouldn't. Why would I name them food?
Mm-hmm.
Hershey bar.
That's Michelle. James.
James, I mean, Seth, what nicknames did you give your girlfriend? Baby cake, sweetheart, darling.
Boo.
Besides the original boo and baby.
I don't know. I didn't have as many girlfriends as you as y'all because I can actually handle being single. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, that's good. You can. I wish I could handle it.
I mean, good for you. You can handle being single, but you know.
If I didn't have Ivory.
Josh.
If I didn't have Ivory, I'd still be with Desiree right now. James, you know how that is.
Yeah,
y'all be getting busy.
Because, James, you remember that night I talked to you? I met Ivy, right?
Yeah.
You remember that night?
Yeah.
And if I would have never did that, I would have called Desiree back. Because I wouldn't have nobody to talk to.
Whoa.
I would have
So that would have changed everything. That means, oh my gosh, it's like a butterfly effect.
Yup. So I would have came running back like exactly like she wanted me to, and I will be here. I will be with her right now.
Hello,
I probably wouldn't even be doing the show right now. I'll probably be talking to her because she will make.
I know you probably be stuck talking to Ivory.
Yup.
I mean not Ivory, but that's right.
Yup.
Probably wouldn't even call us anymore. We probably wouldn't even have the group.
All them other show. No, well, I don't know about all that, Josh.
Jeez, Josh. Always insulting Rilla for it.
So yeah, I mean, the other shows we did with Ivory on the phone, they wouldn't be there.
Nope.
I know. I wouldn't have met Ivory.
Wow, Josh.
Wow, just had to bring you in.
You funny, Josh.
I mean, seriously. I mean, only reason why I met Ivory because you and Seth love Ivory. Seth was talking to Ivory. Like, James, I just put him talking to Ivory.
You got Ivory off of my page, Josh.
No, I got Ivory off of
my
page.
Yeah, I was saying somebody else from a question where a condom as a picture, too. I'm like, go ahead.
I'm like, whoa, who's got a condom in their jeans for a picture? I was like, whoever got a condom in their jeans for a picture for real must be attractive.
No, Josh wanted to add that for a different reason. Go ahead, Josh.
What reason?
Anytime you see a girl with a pocket in their condom. I mean, a condom in their pocket.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Oh, my gosh. That's not even right. That's not true either.
Josh will tell Ivory to save that condom for him. Go ahead. Oh,
hey,
Josh.
I'm going to tell y'all something.
Drop that little shit.
That is. But I already act like she's shy with, around you.
Why?
I know, seriously.
But she like she likes you. Don't get all happy, Josh.
Is that happened the same thing to me, and I was on the phone, and I was saying, man, I like him. You better go somewhere with that, because I don't know why he began all serious and stuff. James, you remember that?
Yeah.
You told, James said the same thing to me. Like, I would be acting like she like you. Like, I don't know. That I said to James, I was like, oh, my God, did you
remember that? Like, I would be like, I would used to say things about you, stuff like, oh, yeah, I got sass. And, like, she be doing it, like, she'd do the same thing with Josh.
She do what?
Uh-oh.
Okay, Josh. It's just,
I should talk about your lips.
Uh-oh.
What did she say about my lip?
Uh-oh.
The thing she had your lips doing to her.
What did she have my lip doing to her?
Like midnight, dates with your lip, Josh.
Go ahead, Josh.
Go ahead, Josh.
Sucked on that.
Hump on that. Go ahead.
That's so neat. Someone humping on his lip.
Oh,
she said that?
Grinding on it and shit? That's a big lip.
My lip is not that big. Y'all gonna make me sound like I'm like Nunu off of ATL. She's talking about her mouth. Now y'all talking about my lip. My lip is not that big.
You got a big mouth.
I rock the new shit.
The new shit. Mm. She was like, it's like, let them sing the song for her.
Okay, let T.I. say that line, please.
What?
Poor John.
She was like, you got cops on your house. You can have a piece of carpet. Dirty diapers in the living room. You got cops on your house.
Josh, I cannot, I don't know how many times I listened to that show last time, and I kept turning down my speaker. Why?
Because my voice is so deep.
Yes.
Go ahead. Barry Gordon. Yeah. I'm not Barry Gordon. Barry White.
Barry White.
Yeah. Yes. I said Barry Gordon.
You know what? I can play some Barry White and imitate him real quick.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I'm about to do that.
Don't do that, John. You can't do that, John. This is going to be funny on the playback.
It surely is. I'm about to make some funny. It's like, all right, let's go. No, that's not it. You're not it. You're not it. No. Keep going.
Oh my gosh, I almost hung up on y'all. That would have been the show. But let me know this. Like, if I actually did, like accidentally hang out, would y'all close it out?
Yeah.
Or would y'all keep talking?
We would close
it out. Like, Seth. Seth. Guys, why are you always the last one to get off the phone?
Who, me?
On every show, yes. I'm Seth, Ari hung up on the last show. You still on there, Seth, Ari. Did you not just hear them, like, say they was ready to leave?
Mm-hmm. He won't move. It's like, let me stop.
There goes Josh. His own little world.
It's Josh against the world.
So, Josh, did the relationship that you just ended, did it affect you in any way?
Did it affect me?
Is there an echo?
Did it affect me? Affect me. Yes, it did.
In a bad way for you to be shut in?
No, actually, you know, a good way that actually helped me be more open.
What? Who is smacking their butt over there? Nobody's gonna
get
me on my phone, okay?
Come on now. You know what? Actually, I'm the one smacking my butt, okay?
No.
It's like, no, actually, I'm snapping my fingers.
You done yet? Josh?
Yeah, I'm done now.
You have fun?
Yep, I did.
Oh, okay. With James?
Mm-hmm.
How's your relationship life going?
Yeah, how's your relationship life going?
I don't know.
You don't know? How do you not know? You're in the relationship, right? You're half of that relationship, right?
No, you don't get it, Josh. I'm not sure if I'm in the relationship.
Oh.
I don't know.
I got a question. Did you ask her, or did she ask you? Did you want to go with her, or she wanted to go with you?
Well, they both expressed their feelings to each other, then they just went out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, hey, Seth.
Seth, we didn't ask you your intake, though.
Well, I read their conversation now.
Oh. Whoa.
You know that, Seth?
Huh?
They weren't supposed to know that.
Oh.
Yeah, what if she listened to
them? She late.
Yeah, no. I read the conversation that that Josh had with Ivory. Yeah, woo. Go ahead, Josh.
No, you read the conversation.
Josh, I mean, stop. It's too late.
Oh.
I mean, look. If you read the conversation, go ahead.
I'm just playing, son. It's okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm
okay.
I mean, dang. I want to read the conversation now.
Okay, Josh.
Yeah.
When you... Okay, let's just be like... Okay, I gotta ask y'all something real quick. How is it easy for y'all to spot a fake on MySpace?
To spot a fake person on MySpace?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Cause I've seen like this butt picture on this girl. I've seen them so much before. Like it's fake.
Oh, which picture? Was it recent?
Yeah.
What did they say? You fake stuff?
Huh?
They say you fake.
No, I know they're fake because I looked at the pictures and they had these butt pictures that, you know, I already seen them before. Like, the real close-up ones. Like, the real close-up. You see the jeans and the real, like, they're all fat and tight. Those are fake. So you see that picture right there. You see the girl, the real girl. You look at her, but you be like, where'd it go? Yeah, I was, you know, I just had a problem with that. And, you know, but Sita and all that, I had to deal with her.
Whoa.
But, is there anything else y'all want to say? Because I feel like, you know, I just wanted to have a short show. I didn't feel like talk for like 2 hours and shit. We got the point across. Josh, I hope you learned from your, you know, I hope you learned from your
basically what you're trying to say is you hope I learned from my past relationships and the relationship that I was just in.
Yeah, I hope you learned from your relationship. And I hope you take what you learned and put it all towards
the next
relationship. Yes. And James, well, whatever's going on with you right now,
you need to find out what's going on.
Yeah, that too. And whatever's going on right now, make sure you know what you're doing before you say anything about breaking up.
Yes.
Make sure you know.
Because
if you break up and you lose something that you know you had good, you can't get it back.
All right.
Oh, okay. Because if you break up with her, it's going to be weird coming back to the girl being like, I know what I got now, and I'll appreciate you for what you are. You know, she's going to be like, nah, nigga.
Whole bunch of stuff.
Who's that, Josh?
No, actually, that wasn't me, because I don't know how to do that.
You just, that was you, Josh.
I don't know how to hit my voice that high.
Okay, Josh, okay.
Wasn't that Josh, though?
Yes.
No, because look, I can't do my voice that high.
You're going to hear that.
I can tell that.
Everybody
can tell that.
We're going to hear it on the playback, Josh. Don't play.
We're going to hear it on the playback. So who's going to call me so I can listen to the playback with them?
Oh. Okay, do I got anything else y'all want to say? Any shout outs and stuff like that? Give your contact information and stuff like that.
Oh, my contact information is, you know.
Hey, don't forget about the shout outs, Josh.
Oh, well, I want to give shout outs now. I mean, my relationship ended.
So, what's that
mean?
Yeah,
I'm not really in a shout out mood right now.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah.
Don't let that rain on your parade, okay?
Okay, I want to give a shout out to JoJo. That's me. And I want to give a shout out to all the single girls out there who really conceited. I was like, I want to give a shout out to me. I want to give a shout out to all those single girls out there. You know who it is. It's JoJo. Hit me up with a message to a friend
Josh
request.
In a week.
Yes. The week, the weekend, the month, the year, the date, the time, just whenever. Hit me up. We can talk. Whenever. We can, I don't know if we can see the world. I mean, I'm not Jay-Z with the money and all that, you know.
Josh, what's the most romantic thing you ever done for a girl?
Most romantic
or a boy, you know, I don't know your choice, but. Jeez.
Seth.
Oh, no, don't mind that. Just answer the question, Josh.
Seth, I am straight. I don't want to ever hear you in my life say that to me again.
Okay, Josh, if we know you're straight, then why are you going to get offended?
That hurt. Don't say that to me. I don't say that to you.
Josh, I'm going to tell you what you
said. Okay, I'm going to answer the question. What's the sweetest thing that I ever done for a girl? Let's see. I ran 4 miles up to. I ran four miles to give her a present on Valentine's Day.
You went what?
I ran 4 miles.
You're away lying.
From, no, this
is serious.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to figure out what you said. What did you say?
I ran 4 miles away from my house to her house to give her a Valentine's Day present in snow.
Snow during Valentine's
thing.
Day.
I did the same thing.
And 4 miles in snow?
Yes, it was blue.
And shorts?
Cold, freezing cold. Like,
and shorts?
No.
Okay.
Josh, you lying, man.
I really am. I really did do that.
Okay, Josh,
James, the reason why you don't believe me because this was years ago before I actually started talking to y'all on the phone.
Oh.
So y'all don't know the past. Y'all just know the past couple of 8 months for real. So don't question my past. Unless you want your face bashed into the ground.
Josh.
Yes.
I did that, like, I walked, like, 2 o'clock in the morning over Desiree's house. Like, come on now. I got hit the same day, so you already know.
You got hit?
I got hit. So
you
I
hit.
Whoa, you put this on national television?
I mean,
radio.
Now I know what he said.
Jeez, James. Yeah, I got a present for my wife.
You got that.
Yeah.
So why are you going to put her out like that?
And tell him what you did too, stuff.
I gave it to her, so it's like that was my present to her. Yeah.
Does your mother know you did this?
Yeah, I told her. I told her I did that.
And what was her reaction?
Oh, Safina wasn't supposed to do that. But, you know, I already told the world that I did this. We was on the phone with Monique, and we said the most important things we were doing. So, I already told the world. They already know that.
Gosh,
at least I'm not too bold to say what I did. And at least
I'm pretty sure Josh would... probably
Josh,
top that from what you
Josh,
did. Huh?
At least I have actually gotten hit before. You haven't, so get it straight.
Whoa, hold up. I have.
Uh-oh.
No, you haven't, Josh. Josh, don't even tell that big fish.
That's not a lie.
Please don't lie.
James, how many times do I constantly tell you?
Josh, because stuff got this and you don't got to give a competition, just leave it alone and say, okay, you got kids.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is that I have. Why would I lie about it, though?
Nope. Okay.
Okay,
okay, if you say so.
I'm telling the truth. Why would I lie about it, though, James? I understand that James has had more girlfriends than me this year. Okay, I understand.
I'm just saying, you don't lie about it.
I'm not trying
like
to
this.
Make this a competition.
But if you lied about you got a girl pregnant, why would I believe, why would anybody believe that?
Oh,
you,
gosh, James.
That
let it
got
go. That was about 6 months ago.
That was last month when you said you got a girl pregnant.
No, that was like, no, to be correct, that's like 2 months ago.
Nah.
It was.
You just said 6 months ago.
To be correct.
Wait, which one is it, Josh?
You know, it was a figure of speech when I said 6 months ago.
No, you meant 6 months ago.
It was actually meaning it was a period of time ago.
You meant 6 months ago.
It was 2 months ago, James.
A month ago.
Two.
Okay,
everybody else has forgotten about it.
Yes?
At the end, I did tell you, psych, no.
You just ducked me dead, clueless.
I was playing with your head for the whole month of April, for real.
You didn't tell me that. You told me that.
I was like, psych, no, Chase. That was a joke.
My lips got dry.
Oh, no.
Who was doing that?
James.
I was trying to whistle that, Josh. I was trying to whistle, Cinderella. Go ahead, Josh.
Poor Josh. You know Josh will when he starts whistling. Uh-oh.
That means, you know, the conversation is starting to get low.
Well, I'm trying to get off the phone, but, you know, you guys want to still argue about who has sex and shit. Josh, let me tell you this. If you know you did something, you have to know it.
Yes.
You don't need to prove anything to anybody because you was there.
Okey-dokey.
And you know what you did, so you know.
See, Josh didn't know that really happened. I'm just kidding, Josh.
James,
constantly think that.
James, I've been an instigator.
Okay. And you, James knows if he says like this, something like that, I'm going to say something back, and he's making me argue with him.
Well,
this is
Josh,
funny making you mad, Josh. I don't know why.
Stop pissing me off!
Josh, all James has to do is tell you to get out of here. This conversation is done. So that's your weakness, so don't make him do that. Oh.
Jeez. Why do y'all constantly try to make me mad?
It's fun.
It's funny when you get mad, but I also hate when you get mad, too, because there's going to be a lot of noise. Yeah, on the playback, and you're all this static, and you yelling. Okay, just like that. Yeah.
That's going to sound real ugly. Yeah, there's going to be a time when I turn my speaker down. But come on, guys, we gotta go. There'll be other times we can stay on the phone. But right now, I just wanna let the world know that what Josh is going through. And you know, Josh, this is my advice. Don't give up. It's coming. You just gotta give it time. Same thing I told James. Don't find love. Let love find you.
Don't take what I said and put it in my face like that.
Okay, this is what I said, Josh. Don't get it twisted.
Actually, Steph did tell me that first.
Thank you, James. Okay.
But Josh, I ain't never hear you say that, so.
Jeez.
There you go, lying.
Fool me.
So, now, I don't mean lying, but I don't know what you're trying to do.
Uh-oh. Come on, guys. We got to get off the radio now.
Okay, I didn't get my information.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
James, I'll give you your information for you. Okay. He doesn't have a URL, but he has an email. His email is lowercase j underscore LIE at yahoo.com.
Repeat it.
I repeat. Lowercase j underscore LIE at yahoo.com. And with Josh. No, I know yours, Josh.
My email address is.
It's fake, so don't give it. Okay, this is Josh. www.myspace.com/REPINCHADIRCYSOUTH. Reppin' the Dirty South.
You dig! Reppin' the Dirty South.
Okay, there you go, Josh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm about to go.
Yeah, somebody call me so I can listen to the playback.
Can you let me say mine? Shit.
Yes.
Okay, say JEDIMASTERSMJ. There you go, Jedi Master SMJ. Okay, it's been nice, guys, but, you know, until next time.
Which will probably be, like, tomorrow for real, though.
If I had nothing to talk about, I ain't going on. You can't make me either.
I mean, I can always just bring a topic to you for real.
Okay, like what?
Didn't I bring you a topic today?
No. Oh, yeah, you did. But,
See?
Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
See?
You too, James.
You're welcome.
But, I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Now,
bye, everybody.
Okay, I'm going to listen to it right now.
Yeah, somebody call me so I can listen to it with them.
James, call
Seth.
Me.
Seth.
James.
Seth.
That's how y'all feel. Y'all supposed to be my cousins. And the fact is, y'all my little cousins.
No,
treat me like that.
Josh, we just became cousins like 4 years ago. We talked about
it. Yeah, actually, I knew James before 4 years ago because we went to the same school. We was in the same school and didn't even know that we was related.
I had to tell Josh that we was related before.
How did we find out?
Actually,
because my mother was looking in the yearbook. She's like, "Oh, there goes Josh." I'm like, "Well, you know him?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's your cousin." I'm like, "How?" I'm like, "That's your Uncle Roosevelt's son." I'm like, "Oh."
I'm like, "Look," and then I'm like, all of a sudden one day I'm playing football outside and this little kid comes up to me. He's like, "Hi." Huh. I'm James. I'm your cousin. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
This is going to be good.
What, the playback?
Remember, I eat pancakes.
Mm, I hate
y'all.
What kind of pancakes?
No.
What? Oh. All right,
come on, guys. We
got to go. Well, let me see what's in here first.
James.
Hmm?
We have to go.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Hey,
somebody call me.
Bye-bye.
Josh.
Yeah.
Hang up.
You going to call me?
After I listen to it.
No, I want to listen to it with you.
Josh, I'm going to listen to it. What are you talking about?
I'm not going to be able to
Josh,
listen.
Josh, don't make me embarrass you.
You going to embarrass me?
Come on, Josh. I don't feel like fussing with you.
Jeez.
Now get out of here.
You get out of here.
You get out of here, Josh.
Jeez.
It's your hard nipples.
Whoa. I know you're not talking about my display picture. Don't hate, because you don't have a body like mine.
Okay, Josh. Everybody wants a body like yours, yeah. But your nipples look like two Allens. Jeez.
No, they don't. Oh, my gosh. I know you did not just say that.
Okay, Josh.
It was windy that day. It was windy that day.
Okay,
okay.
Okay? No, hold on, Josh. Let me ask you this. Those two girls that kept walking back and forth, did they see you with your shirt off?
No.
They didn't?
No.
So how y'all take all the pictures with your shirt off that they didn't see?
I don't know. I only took two pictures without my shirt.
Oh, hey, Josh.
But if they did see it, I'm not even going to say that on radio.
But, Josh, you want to know your best picture? Your best picture is when you're in your shirt pointing at the camera, and you say, I want you. That's your best picture.
What, when my finger pointed to the camera?
Yeah, that's what I just said, Josh.
Oh, I know. Everybody likes that picture, but, you know, the one with the most comment is the one when you said that when my nipples look like two islands.
And the nipples are flag.
Jeez, everybody's like, the little caption underneath of it says, you know you want this. Like, no, it says, he does say, you know you want this. It says, you want this. And everybody comments and saying, yeah, I do. It's okay. It's okay. If you
your
do.
Your girlfriend had that, but she don't got it no more.
Surely don't. So all you single girls out there, I'm here for you.
Josh is waiting for his bill to be turned into a law. Go ahead, Josh.
There you go. Seth just said it from waiting for that bill to turn into a law.
Or you could say you wait for that that property to be owned.
Well, hold up. I don't like being owned. Hold up. I don't like being owned.
The girl doesn't like being owned either, so don't you say that.
I don't want to own you. I mean, unless you want me to. But if not, no, I won't.
Okay, tell me why me and Desiree was at church one day, and this is when me and her was going out. I was sitting right next to her. I was like, dang, your butt looks so big in those jeans. And she whispered my ear, and she was like, it is all yours.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I said that. In church, we was talking about bodies and shit. Can you believe that? While the preacher was preaching and shit.
Seth, that is sad. That is really sad.
Josh.
Hmm?
You know we got to go, right?
Not really, you know.
Come on, Josh. I want to listen to it. Shit.
I want to listen to it, too.
You're going to listen to it after I listen to it, I'm going to call you, okay?
That's, like, really rude, Seth.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Jeez.
When I listen to it, I want to enjoy it.
I want to enjoy it, too.
You are going to enjoy it after I listen to it.
That's, like, so seriously wrong.
Well, Josh, what you did to me was wrong.
What did I do?
I'm going to tell you later. You know what you did.
What, does it have to deal with Ivory?
No. Listen to the first random talk we had. This was called the show. The first random talk with me, James, Ivory, Josh, and Charles on the phone.
I can't listen to him, remember?
Well, whenever you can listen to him, listen to that, and that's what you did. You embarrassed me. It's something you said about me, and I really don't appreciate it.
I embarrassed you.
Okay, Josh, can we get off the phone, please?
No, I want to know, how did I embarrass you?
You said something about me I really didn't appreciate. Josh, the show is over. What is wrong with you?
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Josh.
Yeah.
It's over.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Josh, if you want to do a show so bad, why don't you sign up at the website? You'll be a host, okay? And I can be on your show sometime. Shit. I'm always asking the questions. You ask me some questions sometimes. Josh, ask me a question right now. I want to answer.
Okay. Seth, what gave you the idea of wanting to have your own show?
Because I knew y'all would fall for it.
Surely would. Especially me. I was like, oh, yeah.
Because you guys had nothing else to do, so I just gave y'all...
Whoa, hold up. I do have...
Okay, no, Josh, this is where the conversation ends, okay?
No. I do have other things to do, you know.
Yeah, like, get your heart broken.
My heart was broken about last week.
What do you mean last week? It just got broken this morning.
No, her heart was broken today. Mine was broken last week.
Why? You didn't tell us that? Shit.
I did tell y'all that.
No, y'all didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay, what'd you say?
I said something like, usually it's like a week before when, like, I have, like, all my feelings is, like, just hurt and my heart is, like, broken. And then, like, the week after that, it's like hers will be broken. And then, you know, yeah, and then, like, the week after that, and then, like, another week will pass, and then, you know, I'm, like, back on the market, and ladies, get at me.
Okay, Josh. So,
is this going to be on a feedback, on a recording?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How you doing, ladies, if you're listening?
Your fans are calling you, Josh.
I actually know they're not because my phone ain't ringing.
Okay, Josh. But has anybody sent you a friend request since we've been doing the shows?
I've gotten many friend requests.
Oh, hey, Josh.
I've gotten like 200 friend requests for real.
No, that's not because of the show. That's because of the Friendstorm shit.
No, actually, I've got 200 friend requests, just regular friend requests from people in Baltimore.
You count it?
Yes. Actually, I ain't really counted. I just, like, rounded it up. It was probably, like, 160, maybe 170. But if you, like, round that up, that's, like, 200. So that's, like, you can laugh at it.
Okay, Josh.
Sheesh, you're making me get smart on this.
To all girls?
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, you know you got...
Seriously, how many dudes are going to send another dude friend request unless you, like, already know him and, like, really cool with him for real?
Me?
Yeah.
Gosh, Josh, I'm joking. Jeez. Okay, Josh, let me say this again. The show is over.
If the show is over, then why are me and you still talking and you know, like, if the show is over, then why are you still, me and you are still talking and it's still getting recorded?
We're not talking about the topic no more. James hung up. What else is left, Josh? What do you want me to say? Do you want to do another show?
Yes, we can do another show.
But we can't do one today. If you want me to do one today, I have to delete this one and do another one, okay?
Oh, no, don't delete this one.
Okay, I don't want to delete this one. I'm trying to get the phone right now. Shit.
Shit.
So, Josh, what are you going to do? America's waiting for you. What are you going to do?
What, right now?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm about to go eat.
I'm about to get off the phone.
Actually, I'm going to wait for Seth to call me. So I can
listen
to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I guess this is goodbye, Josh.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Once again.
This is Seth Johnson's radio.
Josh, that's my job. What are you doing? Why are you being stupid?
Okay, my bad.
You know, when you hang up, you know I gotta say the usual, this is Seth Johnson, I'm out. You know I gotta say that.
Okay.
It's just me. It's just what I do, okay?
Okay. Bye.
So don't take my shit.
Okay.
It's copyright. Shit.
Bye.
Okay?
Bye.
Sorry about that, guys. You know, me and him just have arguments like that because his nipples are hard and, you know.
My nipples are not hard.
Oh my gosh, Josh, you know what? Hang up. The show is over. What are you? Like, shit.
Shit.
Josh, just hang up. Josh, hang up.
Okay.
Please?
Okay.
He didn't hang up the phone. Okay, if he did, his nipples, like I was saying, his nipples look like 2 hours. And there's Josh again. Come on, Josh.
My nipples are not like olives.
You have a flagpole, and that's the nipple. The
no, it's not.
Dang, you got me calling you Ivy.
That is so disrespectful.
Okay, Josh, I'm sorry. Do you forgive me?
I will later.
Okay. Josh?
Yes. Okay.
No.
Okay. I'll get off the phone.
The show is over.
Okay. Jeez.
Hang up.
All right.
Okay. Now let me try this again. His nipples are hard. Better stop. Yes. This was a good show. I didn't feel like having like a 2-hour show. The reason why I didn't call Ivory is because this is just between me and Josh and James. I didn't feel like dealing with the day. Ivory, your coochie thing, your booty sex, that's when you know I didn't feel like dealing with that shit. So if you want to hear Ivory, you know, she's going to be in future shows, yes, but not on this show. And past shows. Okay. So let me say the line. This is Seth Johnson. Out.